Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Saints of God, we are just grateful for this beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us with. It is awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is Wednesday. It is the 22nd day, I believe, of February 2023. And we know that the Lord is in this place and he's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we would be like a ship without a sail. I believe Chris is here to lead us this morning. So we'll just turn it over to her right now.
Good morning. Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are here today on, what did you say, Sister Girlie? Today is the 22nd day of February 2023, and we just thank God for just allowing us to be here this morning. We thank him for his anointing, his renewed anointing this morning. So we just give God all the glory. Lord, how excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. So we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We just give you all the glory this morning, Jesus, because you are excellent, Lord. You are excellent, Jesus, and everything that you do is excellent. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for you have made us fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord God. And we just give you all the glory for that this morning. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just creating a fire inside of us, Lord God, that we get up every morning on this prayer line seeking after you, Lord God, standing in the gap for others, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for creating a fire on the inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for a renewed anointing today, Lord God, as we go about this day, Lord God. We ask you to renew us, Lord God. Give us a renewed anointing, Lord God, a new hunger for you today, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for a hunger for you today, Jesus, Lord God, and every day, Lord God, renew us, give us a renewed mind, a renewed spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just need an anointing, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, that anointing can break yokes, Lord God. So, Lord God, we asking you for anointing today, Lord God, anointing for our kids, Lord God, anointing for our finances, Lord God, anointing for our businesses, Lord God, anointing, Lord God, that for every area of our life, Lord God, you know what we need, Jesus, Lord God. So I just pray, Lord God, we need an anointing for healing, Lord God, restoration, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just ask you today, Lord God, to renew your anointing with us, Lord God, and everything that concerns us, Jesus, Lord God, that we will have a fire for you, Lord God, that we will be on fire, Lord God, for you, that we will have a consistent fire, Lord God, a hunger, a craving for Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because we know that you are healer, Lord God. Lord God, you're healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may have cancer, Lord God, or Lord God, back pains, or Lord God, just any type of pain, Lord God. We asking for healing today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for mental illnesses, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that's going through depression, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, that's going through mental anguish, Lord God, and just, Lord God, just any, all types of different mental diseases, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're seeking you for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking you and praying for anybody, Lord God, that's lost somebody, Lord God, that's going through grievement or a time of bereavement right now, Lord God. Lord God, we're lifting them up, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to give them strength today, Lord God. strengthen every area of their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that's incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Lord God, is seeking after you, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that you're a God of a second chance, Lord God. So we just pray today, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you will hear them, Lord God. Lord God, meet them in where they are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying right now, Lord God, that you keep us, Lord God, that you keep our family members, Lord God. We're praying for salvation, Lord God, for them, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for our children, Lord God. Lord God, that you will restore a burning fire inside of them, Lord God. Lord God, let the fire, Lord God. Lord God, be upon our children, Lord God. Lord God, let the fire of the altar, Lord God, pray, Lord God, bring forth fire for our children, Lord God. Let us transfer the fire of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to keep the fire burning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you remove every obstacle, Lord God, out of our way, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's trying to keep us, Lord God, from getting to our destination, Lord God. You said that you would lead us, Lord God, to our there, Lord God. So anything that's trying to keep us from our destination, Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, any, Lord God, blockage, Lord God, that's trying to stop us, Lord God, from reaching our destination today, Lord God, I pray that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that's looking for their mate, Lord God. Lord God, that's seeking after marriage, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bring their mate to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind the spirit of delay today, Lord God. Lord God, let there be no more delay, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for instant miracles right now, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for instant blessings right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we've been seeking you, Lord God, for so long, Lord God. Lord God, we've been seeking you, Lord God, with our whole hearts for so long, Lord God. We're asking you today, Lord God, to answer these prayers, Lord God. Answer these prayers, Heavenly Father. Let there be no more delay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some prayers, Lord God, that's been prayed, Lord God. We seeking you, Lord God, like Hannah sought you, Jesus, with our whole heart, Lord God. Lord God, we won't get up off our knees till you bless us today, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want to keep going in the same direction, Lord God, not for 2023, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to be the lamp in our footsteps, Lord God. Lord God, guiding us, helping us to make good decisions today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to lack nothing, Lord God. Help us to lack nothing, Jesus, Lord God. But you said we would not lack not one good thing, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that we will not lack anything in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will have more than enough, Lord God, because we are blessed and highly favored of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. That's why we're staying on fire for you, Lord God, because we need a consistent change, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let there be a change, Lord God, as we're approaching this new month, Lord God. Lord God, let there be a continuous change, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that everything works out for our good, Lord God. You said that things will work out for the good of those that love the Lord, Jesus, Lord God. We are the ones that love you, Jesus, Lord God. Let things work out in our favor right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we are the children of Jesus Christ, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that we are anointed, Lord God, and we are blessed and highly favored, Lord God, and Lord God, we know, Jesus, Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the fire, Lord God. I thank you for the restoration today, Lord God. Restore our hearts, restore our minds right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to put on the armor of Jesus Christ right now today, Lord God. God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for strength, Lord God. I pray for mercy, Lord God. I pray for grace. I pray for abundance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let that be our portion today, Lord God. Let that be the portion for our children, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for their behavior, Lord God, in school right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you break any defiance inside of them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, give them, Lord God, the the skills that they need, Lord God, to just make it, Lord God, in school, Lord God, and do the right thing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for godly friends, Lord God. I pray for new friends for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I just pray for each and every child, Lord God, that's associated to this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you would keep them, cover them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for a fresh and renewed anointing for each and every child right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let your anointing break yokes right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your anointing break generational curses right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we came today, Lord God. Lord God, to break generational curses right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those things that's been going on in our family for years, Lord God. Lord God, it stops today, Lord God. It stops right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because you said whatever we bind and loose in heaven will be bind and loose on earth, Lord God. We bind those things that's been spoke over our children, Lord God, that's meant to break them, Lord God, to keep them down, Lord God. We bind them things right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to break the yokes, Lord God, over the family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you to restore the family, Lord God. Restore the love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore the spirit of Jesus Christ, Lord God, in the family, Lord God. Lord God, help us to pray with our children, Lord God. Help us to seek you with our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just praying, Lord God, for our children, Lord God. We're praying for the families, Lord God. We're praying for marriages right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any depression, Lord God. We know that your time is not our time, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you are old-time God, Lord God, and you're going to come through, Lord God. Lord God, we break the mind, the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We tear down the yoke of depression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because you have made us wonderfully made, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you have made us wonderfully made, Lord God. And Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God, that you restore us, Lord God. Restore our yearning and restore, Lord God. Our prayer life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to pray without ceasing, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Lord God, when we don't know what else to do, Lord God. Help us to drop to our knees and call on the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that name, Lord God, is bigger than any name, Lord God. We know that name, Lord God. You got a track record with us, Lord God. Lord God, there was a track record of coming through, Lord God. So we know when you came through for us before, Lord God, you're going to come through for us again, Lord God. So we asking you today, Lord God, to turn situations around right now, Lord God, in our favor, Lord God, in our favor, Jesus, Lord God, because you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So Lord God, let these prayers avail, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, let our prayers not be in vain, Lord God. Let us come to this prayer line. Let our service on this prayer line not be in vain, Lord God. We came to shake some things up this morning, Lord God. We came, Lord God, to see some things, Lord God, change, Lord God. Lord God, I want to see some things change in my life today, Lord God. I want to shake some things up this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I don't want it to be like any other day, Lord God. Lord God, I want to walk in the spirit of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. I want your anointing to walk before me today, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to have that renewed anointing with you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just come to you today, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord, and we just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, Jesus. We give you all the praise. So what we're going to do right now is come together and just give God all the glory and praise this morning in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. We glorify
thank you, Jesus,
this
Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for destroying your yokes this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for destroying your yokes, Lord God, this morning, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for breaking generation of curses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for tearing down every distraction, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking every yoke right down
the name of Jesus, Lord God.
So God,
thank you, God, for giving
us.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you break every yoke, Lord God. Destroy us, Jesus, Lord God. Tear down every stronghold right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, break, Lord God, every attachment of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us, oh Lord, deliver us, Jesus, Lord God. It's like the deliverance, Lord God, the Israelites, Jesus, Lord God. Tear down the walls of Jericho, Lord God. We need instant blessings, Lord God. Instant miracles right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need you to defend the broken hearts right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are against every terror place of evil, Lord God. We block every attack of the enemy right now today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. That who the Son set free shall be free indeed, Lord God. Lord God, let us walk in freedom today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Get right on those of us. Overcomers. Our family is overcomers. Everything that concerns us,
to God. Yes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, Lord God, we worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So I just want to thank everybody for the prayers and the praises this morning. Thank you for the prayers and the praises this morning. And so what I'm going to do, right now is read some scriptures.
You are a sure foundation, oh God. Thank you today that you're doing a new thing, oh God. Shall we not know it, oh God? You make a way in the wilderness, oh God.
Thank you,
and rivers in the desert, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you're opening up doors for us today, oh God. It cannot be closed, oh God. Thank you for the doors that we don't want open, oh God. Yes, Lord, you're the one and only one, oh God. You are perfect, Lord.
I'm going to read some scriptures. Thank you, God, for the prayers. So what I'm going to do right now is read two scriptures that was kind of like based on what I prayed about this morning, that two things that I've been studying, and one of them was the word from Church Sunday. So the first one is Psalms 92, verse 10, and it says, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn, and it shall be anointed with fresh oil." So we just thank God this morning for fresh oil. And the second scripture is from Leviticus 6 and 18, and it says, "Any male descendant from Aaron may eat for all generations to come, and his perpetual share of his food and offerings must be presented to the Lord, whatever he touches them will become holy." Okay, so this is the New American Standard Bible says, "Every male among the sons of Aaron may eat, and eat is a permanent ordinance throughout your generations for the offerings by fire to the Lord. Whosoever touches them will be consecrated." So we just want to keep that constant, permanent fire for the Lord, and just that fire just constantly inside our hearts and burning, just the desire to learn him, to know him, to seek him, and just everything. So I just, my prayer today and my prayer all week is, Lord, let me keep that consistent fire, that consuming fire, just to be on fire for you consistently, just always seeking you and just want to learn more about you. So that's the prayer point for today, is just that, God, that you just keep that consistent fire, that altar inside our hearts. In the Bible, they used to make altars and have different type of altars, but our altar is in our heart. That's why he's so big about the heart. So we just want to keep that consistent fire, that altar burning inside our heart. Amen. So that's the prayer for today. So we're going to come together, amen, and just pray that God keep that fire, keep us on fire for him. Because sometimes I, even myself, like, I have, like, I be, you know, really, really seeking God, and then sometimes I don't read my Bible as much. And then I don't want to lose that spirit, that connection. You don't want to lose that connection with Christ. Sometimes we get so busy and we forget to, like, you know, stay on track with just our reading and studying and stuff like that. So I just pray today that God just keeps us with that consistent fire. That fire was just like the request for food. Like, we got to have food. We got to have something to drink. We got to have Jesus. So I just pray to God today that he just keeps that consistent fire and just keeps us just in a place where we're always seeking after him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we just come to you today, Lord God, praying for that fire, Lord God, that consistent fire, Lord God, that fire, Lord God, for each and every one of us, Lord God, that fire, Lord God, let us be on fire for you, Lord God, keep us on fire, Lord God, let the fire never dwindle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we want to seek you, Lord God, where we may find you, Lord God. We want to seek you, Lord God, where we may find you, Jesus, Lord God. We don't want to wait, Lord God. We want to seek you every day, Lord God. We want to be on fire for you, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God.
Lord God,
Lord God, for you, Lord God. Let there be a consistent fire, Lord God, inside of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I want to seek you, Lord. I want to seek you, Lord God. We want to find you, Jesus. We want to find you, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, keep our families on fire for you, Lord God. Let on fire for you, Lord God. Lord God, let the fire, Lord God, be a part of, Lord God. You said that consistent fire, Lord God.
Jesus, Lord God.
Lord God, let us hunger after you, Lord. Lord God, let us honor the word, Lord God. Honor the word, Jesus, Lord God. We can't go without you, Lord God. Lord God, you are the one who said, the one who lies, Lord God.
Oh God, come into our hearts. Come into our minds, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you would just penetrate our hearts and minds for the glory of you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, in my heart, Lord God, thank you for being my
God.
In the name of Jesus, I will seek after the righteousness
of Jesus. You have your way now. And forevermore, in Jesus' name.
Let the hunger and thirst ever, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for being a covenant,
keep it, God, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that wood still burns, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us stay on fire for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let our fire never go out, Lord God. No matter what situation rises around us, Lord God. No matter what sickness rises around us, Lord God. Let the fire of Jesus Christ burn in our hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a restorer, Lord God. Thank you for restoring us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the truth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your renewed anointing today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can go ahead and give it right now.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys, and I just want to thank God for the word, hallelujah, that Sister Chris brought for us this morning. And for all the people that are on the prayer line this morning and the ones that are not, thanking God for them. I thank God this morning. I need continual prayer for healing from where I fell in the name of Jesus. Continual healing in the name of Jesus. And this is the time that God has given me to be still in the name of Jesus so I can just commune with him even the more. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for my family, prayer for my and all the prayers that we all have prayed. Answer prayers, not answered, but yet. In the name of Jesus, so I'm just thankful and grateful this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I didn't want to ask y'all to continue to put my hands and my knees and my health for me to get better. Also, I didn't realize, but a wonderful message this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. Just want to let you know I truly enjoyed the beautiful prayers this morning and the word this morning. And truly, we must stay on fire for our God. But he's so worthy. Hallelujah. I would like you to keep in prayer those who are not saved. Let's continue to remember those that are not saved. Remember to pray for those who are backslidden. Pray for those who are sick in hospitals, nursing homes, and remember the family of Jimmy Carter. We pray for those who is experiencing so much devastation there in Pakistan and Syria, I believe, due to the earthquake there. Let's just pray that those people have been displaced would find homes, that they would all turn their lives over to the Lord, even in the midst of the chaos and things like that. We want to keep in prayer the war that's going on in Ukraine and Russia. We pray that that war would cease and there would be peace and that people there would turn to the Lord, even in the midst of all the trouble. May God bless you all, and we love you all, and we pray you all have a great day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne, and I just thank God for being here this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Minister Marie, and I have a prayer request for one of the elder seniors here. She's over in therapy and rehabilitation. I ran into her family and on the elevator, and they said she's in therapy over there. And also pray for me. We're celebrating Black History today in my building and where I live, my apartment building. And I was requested to do a a praise dance. So I'll be giving Lord praise through the song of Fountain. So y'all pray that just flow through me, the movement that require that, you know, that just work through me as I move.
Amen.
On the floor.
Amen. Good morning. This is our sister Mary, and I just thank God so much for the word, that prayer, and just reminding us and how to go forth and pray and speak and who we are in Christ and growing every day. I just thank God for the faithfulness of our dear sister Chris this morning, and bring forth that word of God that means so much to me. I do have a prayer request for the contractor that worked on my home. His fiance will be having surgery this morning, and just want to pray that God will just be in that situation and for her healing. And I want to pray for our dear sister Jamie that will be going through some treatments, and we just pray God's hand move mightily for those that are needing healing in their bodies in Jesus' name. So I just thank God for each of you this morning. I just thank God above all that we our intercessors are come before God this morning, that if we know we come before him, he rejoices at that, because we know we are consistent in uplifting his name this morning and just meet him here on this prayer line, because he's going to meet us here. He's always going to be there with us. So I just thank God for each of you. Have a blessed and wonderful day today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Pastor Scholastica here, listening in agreement, and I thank God for the word and the prayers that have gone out. If you would keep my niece Mary on the altar, she really needs God's intervention so she can get the help she needs, all the resources God has provided for us to use on this earth be available for her. And we are believing God for a miracle, that God is going through her and heal her. Continue praying for the families and, of course, for salvation. It has been mentioned already. That's on my dear heart for salvation of the lost. Thank you.
And good morning. My neighbor's name is Jean. If I didn't call her name out, her name is Jean. Thank you.
Yes, good morning, everyone. This is Darlene B, and I thank God for just this opportunity to be here. Just really appreciate our Minister Chris and what she has provided for us today. I mean, it's so beautiful the way different ones bring out various things that we need to be reminded of. And I solicit prayer this morning for my daughter. She is going to go to a job fair. She's working as a school teacher. She teaches Spanish at the school that that her children go to, but someone was telling her about a better opportunity, some opportunities that would be available to her. So she's going to a job. God would give her favor to increase even the money that she will be making, and that she will have some opportunities to expand and enlarge her horizon as far as careers go. So Jamila is my daughter's name. So we'll be praying for her today. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else with a prayer request or a praise report? Okay, well, we've heard what has been requested, so let's all come in. We're going to pray for these requests right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, today for our sister Gladys, oh God, that you're healing her body, oh God, from the fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We said you are the Lord that healeth
us. Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus,
we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come
Thank you, Lord God, for being the hand of God, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Here, oh God, and speak, Lord, joy before God.
joy. Like I said, Lord,
thank you,
God.
Thank you for miracles, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. against every brother and sister in Christ that those evil words are rejected and they shall not come to pass. And I want you all to remember that the word tells us that we can decree a thing and it shall be established and the light of God will shine upon our way. That is the book of Job. So we want to make a declaration concerning our lives and the lives of our family. So this morning, I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that we will come to our grave in an old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree the Lord's word and he will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord gives us strength. Give strength to the weary and to him who has no might. You increase power. I decree that we know that all things work together for to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. Your breakthrough is different than mine, but we decree today that those breakthroughs come today. I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree we resist the devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree today that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives when we live in continuous abundance. And once again, I want you to know that I love you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your enemies. Thank you for spreading the love of God across the world wherever you may go, because people are drawn to God through the love of God that's in us. So everybody go and have a beautiful rest of the day. Let somebody know what we're doing. We'll come back tomorrow and they can join us. And I say we will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.